Eleni Soltis joined us again. What's making world news?
Well, a stampede has erupted at the funeral for a top Iranian general killed in a US airstrike, with dozens of people killed and up to 200 injured. The stampede has taken place in the hometown of General Qasem Soleimani as thousands joined a procession for his funeral. This comes after a million people attended a funeral for the general in Tehran on Monday. The deaths, in fact, postponed his burial. Meantime, US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has defended the killing of General Soleimani, saying the US acted because of an imminent threat from Iran, but has refused to elaborate on what that potential threat was.
We evaluated the relevant risks and the opportunity that we thought might present itself at some point. And we could see clearly that not only had Soleimani done all of the things that we have recounted, right? Hundreds of thousands, a massacre in Syria, enormous destruction of countries like Lebanon and Iraq, where they've denied them sovereignty, and the Iranians have really denied people in those two countries what it is they want, right? Sovereignty, independence, and freedom. This is all Soleimani's handiwork.
In a separate development, Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif has accused the United States overnight of violating its agreement with the United Nations by denying him a visa to speak at a Security Council meeting amid escalating tensions between Washington and Tehran. Mr. Zarif has also called the killing an act of war.
The United States killed a number of people. Important personalities, both Iraqi officials as well as Iranian officials, in a foreign territory. That's an act of war. It sent messages, both public as well as private, that were rude, ignorant, arrogant, and that was an escalation in and of itself. It is threatening the Iranian people. I think Secretary Pompeo is misleading President Trump.
To other news now, the bushfires devastating eastern Australia continue to attract global attention. Prince Charles had this to say on Twitter overnight.
We wanted to say how much we've been thinking of all those remarkable, courageous, determined firefighters who've done so much and worked ceaselessly to exhaustion. And we feel so deeply for the families of those who have been lost and lost their lives in the course of carrying out their remarkable duties as only they can do. And we also think of all the Australian wildlife that is destroyed in these appalling infernos, let alone everything else. And all I can say is that we are thinking of you, we are praying for you in the most determined way.
And in a statement to the House of Commons, Speaker Lindsay Hoyle paid tribute to Australians enduring the disaster.
On behalf of the whole House, I wish to express my deepest sympathies with the people of Australia as they continue to experience the horrific wildfires which are laying waste to so much, and to send a message of solidarity to our Commonwealth colleagues in the Australian Parliament. We pay tribute to the firefighters and all those who are putting their lives at risk. The magnitude of the disaster unfolding in Australia should shock us all, with human and animal lives and precious species of fauna being destroyed.
Sir Lindsay has also revealed there will be a special session on Thursday in the House of Commons to discuss the unfolding crisis after he made a phone call to the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Tony Smith.
The magnitude of the disaster unfolding in Australia should shock us all, with human and animal lives and precious species of fauna being destroyed. This is a wake-up call for the world. All Australians are in our thoughts and prayers. Just like to say to the House, I did ring the Speaker of Australia 5 days ago to actually express our worries and our concerns.
So there is going to be a special session on the Australian bushfires in the British Parliament, but this didn't stop several Labor MPs ask questions overnight about the Johnson government's climate change policies.
So as Australia burns, as millions in African states face climate-driven famine and floods have swept the north of England, will this government give a damn, Mr. Speaker, about this existential threat and act, not posture?
That was Labor MP Clive Lewis. Climate change and how to address it will be on the mind of many British politicians this year as the UK prepares to host a major United Nations climate change summit in Glasgow. Britain has also been aggressively phasing out coal. Just last year, it did not use coal to generate electricity for 2 weeks, the longest period since the 1880s, and the government plans to phase out the UK's last coal-fired plants by 2025.